I think there's really a couple reasons why I'm here today. First and foremost, everyone's been asking how the family is, how mom is, how she's doing from a health standpoint. And I appreciate all the outpouring of love and support for our family, and I want to be able to report that mom is doing pretty good. It's a traumatic situation that she was involved in, traumatic for all of us in the family, and we're trying really hard to come together and support each other in this. But mom, by and large, is a tough, strong woman, was able to endure this, but she's doing pretty good. So, again, I just want to thank everyone for their concern and thoughts for our family. Secondly, I think I'm here because to deliver a message that, law enforcement needs your help. The investigation is moving along. If you know anything about the case, if you know anything about the identity of the person in the photos, the sketch, I would encourage all of you to call in and report what you know. Law enforcement does need help in this investigation, and that's really the second reason I'm here today. So I'd be glad to take any questions that you might have.
Dan?
Cal, can you describe your first contact with your mother after this incident ended?
Yeah, roughly around 6 o'clock in the morning, a little after 6, I got a call that said she had been found a few houses down from where she had been taken, from our house that I grew up in. And so I immediately went down, and after some of the police debriefing and those sorts of things, we were able to have her in the family. So it was very emotional. I think that we were all thinking the worst possible things during the course of time when we were looking for her and not knowing what the reason was, and we still don't know really the motivation for it. But having her back, I think, was overly emotional. We were very excited, and I think we all let our emotions show just from the severity of what had happened.
Back?
Well, she's not back in her house yet. So I think that emotionally, we've all changed how we view our own security, her security, and she's affected, no doubt about it. So don't know when she will go back, but certainly right now she's not back in her house yet.
Yes, sir. Dave.
Cal, you said that publicly said that indications are the abduction was premeditated.
Well, I think some of the things the police would not want all the details out there, but obviously there's some thought given to it. The materials used to bind her were brought there, so there's a lot of evidence that shows that there was somewhat of a plan or a plan, and it was had to be premeditated. Maybe premeditated is my words, but certainly it lends itself to there was a plan.
Right here.
Yeah, it's hard for me to I think I've focused more on being thankful that mom was returned, and we were focusing on all that, and obviously the family and everybody is very helpful to the investigation, and in anticipation, you want to have it resolved completely, but I haven't really given much thought. I mean, I'm thankful that the publicity can be helpful to the investigation, and that there are a lot of good people out there that are looking out for us. So to me, I haven't focused on the time of the investigation. I have full confidence that the police department, law enforcement, everybody involved in the case will be successful. So I really haven't looked at it from a timetable standpoint. It just seems like it happened yesterday.
Yvonne?
Well, I mean, I too will say it's bizarre. I don't have any experience to say why it's bizarre. Mom was taken at gunpoint from her own house, and she was tied up and she was driven around. And for what we know right now, from what I know, we don't know why. And so it's bizarre on many levels, and it's unsettling on many levels, but it's strange to say the least.
Thank you.
Whether he understood that he had mother?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, no one fully knows the motivation or the reason why this occurred, and I would imagine you have to investigate all possibilities. It's quite possible it could have been a random act. It's quite possible it could have been more than that. We really don't know, and I really don't have any speculation on the subject. It's we really just don't know why.
Sean?
Yeah, well, obviously you grew up in Aberdeen. Your mom's got a lot of ties there. She's very active down in the community. And you're obviously very active there still, too. Do you feel safe in Aberdeen? Your family feel safe in Aberdeen? Where are you going?
Well, I mean, by and large, yes. I mean, we feel safe. You can't change your whole life and be fearful of things that because this happened. But it certainly changes your perspective. You know, I think we were always aware of things that occurred. I think it's smart to be aware. Our awareness has been heightened, and so we think about things way differently. And I know Mom thinks about things way differently now. And hopefully, you keep your fingers crossed that you can return to some sense of security and normalcy that we've all enjoyed.
Rebecca.
So why is it so important for you to catch this person? To give your mom a sense of comfort, or is it more a sense of justice or self-esteem?
No, I can't honestly say that I have this overwhelming feeling for justice. It's I'm thankful and happy that it's my mom was returned, and the family is so thankful for that. I know that, you know, crime has been committed and it's being investigated. So the reason I'm standing here reluctantly in front of you is just to help the process, to help law enforcement get more leads and get an identity of the person that that took Mom.
Yes, sir.
If you had a chance to talk to this
I don't know. I mean, I was never very good at hypothetical questions, you know, from a baseball realm. And I think in the real world sense, that's even more difficult to fathom. There'd be a whole lot of emotions that went on. And who knows whether you could find the right words at the right moment. But I think I struggle with why. And so I'd want to know why.
Dan.
Have you ever had any discussions with your mom about being alone prior to this?
An independent and strong person, and you know, she loves her independence, and she loves the fact that she's living in a house that we all grew up in. There's a lot of meaning to that place, and so, you know, yes, when your mom gets a little bit older, you know, you want to be the parents, and you want to help protect your mom the way she protected you when you were smaller. But at the same time, you have to respect that she's her own person. She's very strong-willed. And she doesn't, I think she really doesn't want to be affected by this. She wants to return to having the same full, joyous life that she had before.
Take a couple more, Pete.
Yeah, you've done an awful lot of press conferences in your career, both about going to the Hall of Fame or setting records of that ilk. What's it like for you to be up here right now as having to do this?
This is very uncomfortable. No doubt about it. I mean, the set of circumstances that has me before you doesn't feel good. I think it's the right thing in the end, you know, to assist law enforcement in their job. But I think the reason I decided to do it mainly was to help deliver a message that mom's doing pretty good. Because everywhere I go, people ask me about my mom. And she had a chance to be known, maybe not as much as Billy, myself, or even Dad, but she's the rock of the family.
Now let's go Eric and Yvonne, and we'll wrap.